Welcome to the Daily Review. I'm Brad Munson, and today we're talking about, well, mostly about Mandy Patinkin, but also about Violent Bean, as well as death and other details. Yeah, I'm breaking my own rule yet again by yapping about a show that's pretty hot right now, high up on the top 10 list on Netflix, getting a lot of well-deserved buzz. But rather than talk about what a cool little take on the age-old Agatha Christie Orient Express trope it is, and it is, let's talk instead about ex-sword fighter, surgeon, and crusading psychoanalyst Mandy Patinkin and his sidekick, ex-superhero Violet Bean. Now, it's very hard to draw a straight line from Inigo Montoya to this alcoholic, failed marple Rufus Coatsworth from Death and Other Details. But then that's always been a problem with Patinkin, right? I mean, everybody remembers his classic line,
"My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die."
But how many connect that guy to this super intense and humorless doctor in the early days of Chicago Hope, or to the driven semi-genius who ran the Criminal Investigations Division for years over on Criminal Minds and left under a cloud? And even connecting that guy to this gruff, bearish, gravel-voiced, bearded dude with the horn rims and the bad attitude and the vaguely European accent in this new Netflix show? Wait, that's Inigo Montoya, that guy? Maybe the one thing that does connect all these disparate characters is intensity. Patinkin never does things by half. He's always fully present and as focused as those lasers that fix your eyeballs. And whether he's manic or acidic, emotionless or gruff, he is a force to be reckoned with. And who better to undercut him with honesty and dry wit than Violet Bean, playing a long-ago betrayed client of his, who's now all grown up and just as good at this deduction stuff as he ever was. Bean, she of the awesome haircut, holds up against Patinkin line for line and step for step, and she gets to have hot sex along the way, too. What, you don't recognize her? Of course you don't. She is just as much a chameleon as Patinkin. And I would have sworn I'd never even seen her before this until I looked up her IMDb listing and saw that she's the same person who played Jesse Quick on The Flash like 21 times, and I've seen every one of those, and I had no idea it was her. Well, she also did a not-bad horror movie for Blumhouse, too, a thing called Truth or Dare, which you can catch on Amazon Prime. It's not bad. And she did 3 full years on a latter-day version of Touched by an Angel on CBS, something called God Friended Me that I never saw even once. And each time, Bean is totally unrecognizable from what she did before and what she's going to do next. It isn't just the hair color or the cut, which does change with every show. It's not just the new eyebrows or the lip liner. This young woman, all of 27, can act. She can take on roles that are wildly different, one from the other, and just project into them with such authenticity you're sure you've never seen her before. In any event, however, this has to be her big breakout role. This cool and quietly brilliant deductress, oh, I like that, Imogen, has got to be the most prominently great thing she's done so far. Hopefully we're going to have decades of watching her and seeing what she'll do next. The series, it's a good whodunit. Doesn't really class any icons. I mean, you've got your ultra-rich, trapped for a period of time in a place from which there is no escape, a seemingly impossible murder, and a private detective with a worldwide reputation for deductive genius who's also an asshole, who's now, in this case, given 9 days to solve it before their luxury ship docks. Seen it before? Of course you have, at least on a premise basis. And you'll line up to see it again the next time it's done as well as this. A lot of nice plot twists, beautiful bit of production design, and cascading waves of witty repartee. And if you like this sort of thing, you will certainly like this sort of thing. And it's unrolling a week at a time on Netflix, and let's hope it finishes as strong as it's begun. But really, Jesse Quick as Dr. Watson, but sexy? I mean, you gotta love it. And it turns out Violent Bean isn't the only alumni of the Arrowverse who's making a big splash in the streamers. Ugh, that sounded dirty. And a couple of her buddies from the CW's Legends of Tomorrow have got big-time shows of their own. So maybe being a B-list superhero ain't so bad after all. Anyway, hang around and we'll talk about Obliterated one day, and maybe even The Rookie on another day. And in the meantime, enjoy Death and Other Details, and we'll see you tomorrow. And that's it for today's Daily Review. I'm here with something new every day, Monday through Friday, every damn week. So come on back whenever you can stand it. There are links to what we've been talking about in show notes and in the accompanying blog on thebradmunson.com. Take a look. And please, do all the normal stuff like rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes or any podcatcher of your choice. Tell your friends, invite your mom, you know, spread the word. And Let me know what you think. You can also follow me for more and different stuff on Instagram or Threads at TheBradMunson, and on my website, weirdly enough called TheBradMunson.com. So until next time, I'm Brad Munson, and that's The Daily Review.